The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
Hi, this is Lisa Morris, filling in for Gil Tyree, and I'm always here with you every third Monday of the month, and today's the third Monday of the month. It's a marvelous Monday, as usual, and here at Sports Talk on the Positive Pub, it's all about strength, success, and the sport of living our lives to the fullest. I have back in the studio with me again today, Destiny Cochran, and I know we had such a marvelous time talking to her last time that she was here, and it was really my goal to get her back. And say hello, Destiny.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Lisa, for having me back.
Oh, you're welcome. We got such a great response when you were here last time, and we certainly wanted to bring you back and have another conversation. And today, we've got some really important things that we're going to talk about, deep things and things that will really uplift our spirit during this time of Thanksgiving. The time that we give thanks for everything that we have in our life and every person that we have in our life and all the joys that we have in our life, and not necessarily the things that adorn our walls, but the shelter, the food, the love, the caring, those things that sometimes we do take for granted. And we're going to talk about how we uplift the community and enrich our spirit and how that is done so much in sports. And we really want to highlight that during this time. I will say this, that Gil Tyree is going to be back with you next Monday as usual, so you know you're always going to have him. You have me every third Monday of the month, and I'm going to continue to bring to you those things that are important in our lives, and that is taking care of ourselves and the community around us, ourselves and our loved ones. And to love one another is to love ourselves, and when we're helping each other, we're really helping to uplift and enrich the community. Real quick, though, I want to tell you, I was at the Decatur, the Savannah Children's Book Festival this Saturday, and it was a goal of mine to get there, and I reached it, and I'm just so very thankful and blessed that I was able to do that, and I did that with my job. Georgia Public Broadcasting is always giving back to the community. It's one of the great reasons why I enjoy working for Georgia Public Broadcasting. And one of the reasons that I enjoy writing children's books is that I can share things of importance, of value with children. And on this day, Saturday that just passed, in Savannah, under the beautiful moss trees with the sun gleaming in and the mist just kind of rising off of the grass, everything came together for me. I was truly living within my dharma. And dharma is a term that's used in Buddhist philosophy, which means that you are living your dreams and helping others while you are doing it so intrinsically, in such an awesome beat that it's almost timeless. You're taken away. You're in a different state of mind. You're almost in a state of bliss when you're giving and you're doing what you love to do at the same time. And I can't tell you enough how much we see that in sports, in the camaraderie of sports. I felt it. I felt it on Saturday. As I was reading my book, at the Savannah Children's Book Festival, there with my team from Georgia Public Broadcasting, and really instilling the joy of reading and learning into the hearts and the minds of children out there on such a beautiful day. But people in sports do it all the time. And Destiny's got some really awesome stories to share with us and talk about, so we can really kind of delve into this win-win situation about giving back to the community and helping ourselves at the same time. So what you got in store for us over there, Destiny?
Well, the first story I want to talk about, I did so much research yesterday and over this whole week. I didn't know exactly how to present this topic because I know right now there's just a lot of talk on how different events have happened. We had the World Series in where we had Boston do an amazing job. They won after such a tragedy that happened to our nation. And, you know, right now a lot of conversations are about just that topic and how tragedies have turned a city back around. We had September 11th, and then we had the New York Yankees. We had Katrina. We had our New Orleans Saints. Just now, Boston, and even nationwide, 2011, when Japan was struck with the tsunami as well as the earthquakes, the women's soccer team was actually able to win. So you're able to see that in just so many ways how a tragedy will happen, community will come together. And the first topic I have is not really a tragedy. It's a personal story. His name is Terry Fox. This is back in the 80s, so this is actually beyond my time. But I had to read about it because it was such a great story. And he's not even American. He is a Canadian. He was 18 years old, diagnosed with bone cancer in his right knee. Mm. And so he went through hours and years of chemo. He had his leg amputated. And his mission was to travel from east to west in Canada, raise money for awareness of cancer research. He actually began April 20th, 1980, and his goal was to do 26 miles a day. And he wanted to raise a dollar for every Canadian, so that would be $24 million.
Wow.
Which was a lot of money. Yeah, and this is in the 80s, so this is still a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
The marathon became known as the Marathon a Day, the Marathon a Day Marathon, because he was running 26 miles per day on, you know, one and a half leg, if you want to say it that way.
Oh, my God. Terry Fox, now what was his background in running in sports?
Well, they didn't actually say. I believe that he just, you know, was a runner, and then he was amputated, and you know, a lot of people said, well, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't run anymore. You can't run. You can't be as active as you once were.
Right, right.
And it's, you know, a lot of times when people are faced with that, they take it on as a challenge, like, oh, all right, well, let me show you. I still can do it. I'm going to keep doing it.
Right, so, right. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I did not get that info. I will make sure I note that, though, next time around.
I think it just makes you, you know, to have such a drive like that as he did after having his leg amputated, to say that he's going to keep doing this, and not only is he going to keep doing this, to help himself, but he's also going to help others as well.
I definitely agree. But he did the marathon. He did not get to go the complete length of what he had set out. He actually ended up getting cancer in his lungs, so the cancer came back and it spread to his lungs. And he did take one day off. The story was so amazing. It's on ESPN. I love ESPN. But he took one day off. When he was traveling, he met an 8-year-old boy who was also an amputee.
Oh,
and
wow.
They ended up swimming in the harbor one day. So that was like his one day of vacation. When he was diagnosed with the lung cancer, he did have to end, you know, his journey. And what ended up happening is there was a telephone drive that raised $10 million. Him by himself was able to raise $2 million. So it's very nice to see that not only can a young person of 18 years old come out and have a goal. No one knew about it at first. He was, you know, it was just him, his brother, a van, and he was running. And then by the time he, you know, was re-diagnosed or the cancer spread again, the whole nation knew about it.
Right,
everyone knew about this one person, and it just, they actually honored him by making a statue of him.
Wow.
So it's just nice to see that one person can actually inspire a whole country by them not wanting to do nothing but give back.
Right,
so that story was just, I cried. I cried during all these stories.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because we are fragile. And
yes.
I mean, the human body is a remarkable thing, but we all are very fragile in the same sense. And it's amazing when you see someone take that fragileness and turn it into such ultimate strength, even when they can't do it anymore. So here, he starts something,
yep.
and then the community picks it up,
yep.
You know,
yep.
and rallies together and takes his idea and yep. just totally runs with it when he can't do it anymore.
Yep.
And that's amazing to me.
It was really such a great story to just listen to and read about, and I wish I would have read a little bit more, but like I said, it was a little bit beyond my time. So I couldn't really quote it like I knew it, but I definitely enjoyed it.
I think that's an amazing story, and it always warms my heart, and it uplifts my spirit when I hear things like that. And it reminds me to continue to do those things that make me feel good
mm-hmm.
and also help others. And it's hard to explain the joy that you get from that. Usually get a lot more than you give out, much more than you give out, because, you know, money comes and goes.
Yep.
It is truly, I think, the exaltation of our spirit that brings a very deep, meaningful, lasting joy into our lives, you know, that spans beyond a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are doing that in stores today. Now, she came so prepared today. She's got so many of these topics to talk to us about, so I'm gonna let her talk about another one.
So this one a lot of people probably know about. It's JMAC. This is back in 2008. So I heard about this story when I was still in college. I was graduating, and Jason JMAC McElwain. Great story. Like I said, he was a autistic child, diagnosed at 2 years old, loved playing basketball, ended up being the manager for the men's basketball team in Greece Athens High School, which is actually outside Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Never been, but I did read that. It was very, very good. And so he always wanted to play. He never got the opportunity to play, actually, until senior night when his coach had let him know, like, before the game, you know, I really want to get you out there. I can't make any promises, but I do want you to play.
Wow.
They had a 20-point lead. Last 4 minutes of the game, the coach calls him up. Number 52 gets up. The student body of this high school, they all printed out little heads. You know how they have these little head posters nowadays?
Yes,
where you, like, put on the stick. I love seeing this in basketball games and games because they have, like, the head that they're waving up and down to try to distract the people during the free throw. So you have all these little heads of him, you know, Jay, with his little head. It's so cute. And so he goes out there. First two shots, he misses. And it you know, you could see the students on the sideline with their hands up every time he shot, and those two missed. Third time he went down the court, and every time after then he had made every single basket. And it was just incredible to see as you're watching, you know, different views from people's handheld. You know, you hear the parents with their cameras, and then you hear the crowd, and everyone's roaring. And he did an amazing job. Like I said, he ended up scoring actually 20 points.
Oh, my goodness.
He was 7 for 13 at the line, scoring 6 out of 10 three-point shots. And for his first varsity game, he was actually the top scorer. That was just an amazing story, not only just to see that giving someone an opportunity
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
how that can just give them the world, just
mm-hmm,
him
mm-hmm.
being able to play senior night of his senior year, getting to play with his team that he has known for 4 years.
Right.
You know, everyone cheering with him, cheering for him.
Right.
And
how many people do you think were in that crowd?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. You know, senior night, I remember my senior night, we had about 500 people at ours because we had the men's playing as well
right,
as the women.
Right,
so
right.
I actually didn't research if the women played that night as well because I know that'll also impact the amount
yeah,
of crowd
yeah,
that's going to be
absolutely.
At the stadium.
But let's just think about it. Let's just say if there was even just half of that, Destiny. Let's just say there were 250 people in that crowd. And out of that 250 people, 25% of that crowd were influenced enough by that to go out and do something wonderful for the community.
I mean, it spread.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Not even with Jay, actually, the thing that was so amazing about that year is that same experience happened to two other students at two different, you know, schools and
wow.
locations. Yes, we had Josh Titus and Patrick Tybeedale. Those were also two students that were disabled that were interactive with their basketball teams and, on the men's side. The coaches both allowed them to go out and play. And, I mean, when you're watching these highlights and these different film strips, you're seeing team players that it's their last night of playing basketball that are giving their all to someone else who's their first time stepping out.
Right, they're willing to...
You know, hey, I don't want to shoot this basketball. I want to see you shoot it.
Right,
this moment in time where you shoot, you make it. I see that face. You know, it's like a parent seeing something on a child. You know, I really don't know because I'm not
a
parent.
Right.
But I would assume that's the exact feeling that you would get.
I would think so. And to be able to step aside and let someone else be in the limelight and understand what that can do for their self-esteem and their self-empowerment is amazing. I mean, that is... These are the stories, the strengths, and the power behind really taking sports to another level and letting it, you know, guide you into a fulfilling life.
It
was absolutely awesome.
Not a lot of times do you get to run into that to where you see... You know, right now, what do we hear about? We hear so much about just negative with bullying and just different... issues that are going on that there's with our younger generation, we're not seeing so much positive communication on what they're doing in the sports and what they're doing in the community. Everything that we're seeing right now is, oh, they're bullying or there's scandals. There's nothing positive that's being shown that, hey, you know what, even though there are these issues, the students are still giving back to their community. The professional athletes, the college athletes are all giving back. And this is something that a lot of people, you know, they don't know. I went to the library to tell them that I wanted to volunteer, and the first thing they asked me, well, is this court-ordered? And I had to laugh because...
Oh, my God,
they really did. It's like, or is it for school?
And
that's the notion that people have with you wanting to actually give your time to your community. In sports, throughout high school, even in college, we had to volunteer. Like, that was something that we had to do. With us doing that, it was something that... As I'm an adult now, I don't play professionally, I don't play in college, but I still have something in me that wants to give back to my community.
Absolutely.
It was just, it's something that you're used to. In order for me to play my sport and for me to do my best, I have to volunteer my time to my community.
Right.
And it's something that, you know, it's seen and it's done in sports. It's a very... big impact that is overlooked. A lot of people don't realize that.
Right. No, I think, you know, I thoroughly agree with that, and I admire those athletes that are actually out there helping to keep the abundance of the universe fluctuating. You have to do that. You cannot. There's an old saying about holding on to things.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold them too tightly, you will lose them. And I think that can be looked at on a much larger scale. What we're given, what talent we're given, you know, and everybody has a unique talent. I think we're in this world to try to figure out what that is, and then what are we going to do with it while we're here in this physical body, in this human form that we're in on this planet?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with this awesome talent that is deep within us? You know, how do we pull it out, and then how do we make it beneficial for ourselves and others?
That's the key to the
combination of the two, you know, and so many people, so many athletes have done this in sports, and that's what I truly admire, you know, the whole world of sports. I remember one time somebody said to me, you're going to be doing what? You're going to be doing a sports show? And they just couldn't figure out how that was going to just, like, kind of blend into what I do and what my beliefs are. But it does. It does so very easily. You know, I think we need to be extremely open to giving back and understanding what those joys are. It is the process of giving the most valuable gifts in the world, and those gifts are not diamonds. It's not money.
Yeah.
It's not. Those gifts are the gift of caring and affection and appreciation and that universal love for humanity. Not love for some person that's walked into your life.
Yep.
love for humanity, the ability to love that person when they're gone, the ability to love the person across, you know, the ocean on the other side of the world.
No,
that's the universal love that keeps the world going, honestly. And there's so many really, really fine athletes that are able to do that because of the platform that they're on. People look at them. You know, they listen to them. You know, they want to see them win. They want to see them excel. They want to see them do better than they're already doing. And since they've already got that attention, it comes kind of natural to be able to give that to the community. So what else you got for us?
Talking about giving back to the community, that just reminds me, you know, I'm from San Diego, and out there we're huge Charger fans.
Oh, yeah.
Junior Seau, you know, he did pass away a few years ago. He was a very big influence in San Diego. And, you know, even though he left San Diego, he still every year had a drive. He would give bikes to local communities.
Oh, wow.
To the elementary schools. And I know this because my mom works at the elementary school, so where it was one of the locations where he went, and he brought 100 bikes, and he just gave the bikes out to these little kids. And you should have seen these kids' faces. Like, when my mom came home and told me the story, she was, these little kids were just so excited. They just came in with bikes, and, you know, they all had bikes. And now, and you know, you see it, and the same thing happens. I know Shaquille O'Neal did the same thing in L.A. for a long time. Mm. He always had, you know, just the Christmas drive where he'd go and he'd give out the Christmas gifts. A lot of athletes still do that because it is important that, you know, once you have finally reached that level where you've always wanted to, you have to look back on your community and be thankful for what your community had done for you, because at the end of it, it is the children of the community that play at these locations, the community that has to come and support these children. And even if it's in high school, if it's in college, if it's a community league, if it's, you know, no matter how you want to say it, it's a very big circle that goes back around it. It's like money, you know, you have to earn the money, you spend the money, it comes back to you.
Exactly.
And it's a circle that way.
Exactly.
Same way with sports. You have to be the child that, you know, watches the person play, and then you go and you become that person who plays, and the next thing you know, you're the professional that wants to give back to that little child that you were once watching someone else play. So, I mean, it's an amazing story. I love it.
The abundance is there. It's the universe is filled with enough to fulfill everybody's, you know, desires, to fill every child's stomach, to nourish everyone, to give everyone knowledge. But we're the keys to that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to keep that flow. You know, as we learn, we teach. As we learn, we teach. You know, we have to share information. We can't hoard information.
Yeah.
You know, we can't hoard knowledge. We have to share it. We have to share it with others. That story that you just told, that definitely was a story of sharing.
I mean, it's just nice to actually to see people loving one another, and sports is a great way that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's an energy that comes out when you're just being competitive, and then when you're seeing someone that I've had teammates that I didn't like, you know, that were on the team that I didn't like, but at the end of the day, they're my teammate,
right,
and I want to win, and we have the same goal at the end of the day. And you know what? I don't want to see you get hurt. I want you to do just as good as me, because we have the same goal at the end of the day, and that's to win, and that's to do very well.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Even if we don't win, as long as we do good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean,
I always want to win.
I think, well, that's the thing. It's the win-win. And it's what we're exploring here, is that win-win situation that you find when you're giving back, that you find in sports, that you find in helping the community. I recently, and I'm going to say this, I seriously recently begun to experience the awesome consciousness of knowing that I want everybody to be well.
Yeah.
I want everybody to have everything they desire. I want everybody to be happy and healthy and have the abundance of everything in their lives. If I don't want this for you, how can I possibly think to get it for myself?
Yep.
It's that thinking, you know, that you can't think lack or negativity on anybody else. Because you're thinking it. And mm-hmm. if you're thinking that negativity, you're going to bring it to yourself. I'm not saying that. It's hard out here in this world sometimes.
It is.
Yeah. Negative things happen and bad things happen. And, you know, people make decisions that hurt us. They do these things not particularly because they don't like us.
Yeah.
They're doing these things because they don't like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we remember that and we continue to think positive thoughts for everybody in our life and seriously, you know, have good prayers and good intentions for everybody in the world and in our lives, you know, then we bring that to ourselves. And that's that win-win. That's that giving back and getting back. That's that giving and receiving that keeps the universe, you know, kind of pulsing.
Yeah.
That when we see someone in sports that is doing so extremely well and they're giving back, you see that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that when there's sports guys out there, they're not making the right decisions, not just guys and girls. When there are athletes out there and they're making a bad decision,
mm-hmm.
something's not going right in
mm-hmm.
their life. There's some negativity in their life. It's all on the line life.
Yep.
There's a correlation. What they're doing out there in the field
yep.
or on the court, you
mm-hmm.
know, or on the ice
yep.
or on the slopes, it's affecting them
yep.
because there's negativity in their lives.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you can't help it. You got to nip it in the bud.
And
you know,
keep moving.
And keep
yeah.
moving. Yeah.
Flip it and reverse it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know your circle. Once your circle gets tampered with that negative venom, you got to get that venom out.
You got to just keep
only the good in.
Yeah.
And I think that's the good thing about the community is I think a lot of times even issues may have happened to athletes to where they may have felt like they were at their lowest point, and the community has come back and shown like, hey, one, we forgive you. We know that you're a human. Like,
exactly.
Just because you are an athlete, and you may earn more money or you may have, you know, very valuable things that are materialistic, you're still a human.
Yeah, they're not immune.
Yeah, you're still going to cry. You're still going to get hurt.
Exactly.
And your emotions are still going to get hurt. So, I mean, it's really nice just to see how the community is able to forgive players and athletes as well as teams, as well as the athletes are kind of able to forgive the community too.
Exactly.
I don't know if I could be a professional athlete and have so many people just like rain on me, and then when I do good, everyone wants to love me, but then when I do bad, but I mean, that's the exchange that you have to go through.
Yeah.
The same thing happens with the community is when the community is low, you know, not doing so supportive with the team has to turn around and say, this is why you should support us.
Exactly.
This is why you started supporting
we
us.
We have to remind each
yeah.
other.
We do.
All
you
the time.
Do. Sometimes
yes.
you really do. And it's a nice. It's always nice.
Well, you know, that's what it is here. It's at Sports Talk at the Positive Hub. It's all about strength, success, and the sport of living our life to the fullest. And we always try to bring you things that are going to help you in your life. That's our goal here. You know, to highlight sports, highlight what's going on in the world there out there with athletes today and with teams and in high school and college and the professional leagues, and what does that mean for us? How does that resonate in our lives? You know, what are we seeing in these people, in these teens, and what they're doing in the community and what they're doing, you know, in their field, and how is that connected to us? Because honestly, everything that we delve into, everything that we spend time doing, watching sports, watching football so feverishly on Sunday and Monday. Yes, you know, I know, you know. And what are we getting from that? I think if we stay conscious, you know, like Destiny has, to staying conscious of that and consciously aware of those things that are happening out there in the world that are positive and bringing those to light for others. She's doing what we're talking about right now, you know, and I'm doing it, I hope. And I did it on Saturday, and it's a wonderful feeling. How do we share these stories mm-hmm. with other people? How do we uplift our community and enrich our own spirit? This is the way to do it. It's definitely the whole giving back. You know, it's definitely the wiping away of negativity and replacing it with positivity. You know, let's be realistic. There are things out there that are going to make us feel bad and think ill thoughts. But if we're consciously aware of them, And we know they don't feel good because they don't.
Yeah.
They don't feel good. Being angry doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good to you if you're angry at somebody else and they're not feeling good because they're receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what can we do to make things feel better? What can we do to help each other feel better and be positive? Because when you feel good, you do better and you help each other.
Very true.
So it's the cycle of life. I'm here with you every third Monday of the month. Gil Tyree is usually here, but the third Monday is Mind Monday on Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, and it's our time to talk about strength, success, and the sort of living your life to its fullest. And if you're just now joining us, welcome, and please call us. You're welcome to call in at 888-346-9144. We want to hear from you guys. We want to talk to you. We want to hear what you have to say. And, you know, is there something that you want to talk about, sports highlight that's happened recently, yesterday, today, or Saturday? Give us a call. We can talk about that. And I guarantee you we can make the topic click with that.
Oh, yeah.
We're really good at that. But we just love the fact that you guys are listening in and sharing this time with us. Because it's always about trying to help everybody make their dreams come true in a very positive way. Here at Sports Talk on the Positive Hub at voiceamerica.com, we are able to reach out to the world through live streaming. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. I have a poem for you guys. I don't think I've read a poem in a while, yeah.
I love
poems. I love reading poems, and I hadn't done one for a while, so I thought that I would share this one with you. And this one is definitely a poem about understanding how you have such an awesome ability to give back, the freedom of that. The exaltation of your spirit that you reach with that, the immense love that you share with the community and your self love that is expressed during that. And it's called I Am Will Be. I am will be cool and free, a bloom all over me, abattoir. I have been set free. Lyrical pleasures flow through me, calm rebirth of chivalry. Ceaseless love is rich in me. And that poem is one of many poems in my book, Labyrinth of the Yellow Rose, which can be found on Amazon.com. You could always reach me at lisaslittlebooks@yahoo.com. You can always reach me through my website, which is The Poetic Diva at Blogspot. I've got lots of poems on there and lots of stories that I'm constantly sharing. You know, I like to share with you guys here every third Monday, but I'm sharing in so many other different ways as well.
You know, next time I come, I'm gonna write me a poem for you.
All right,
yeah.
Now, she can write because I've seen one of her poems and I was very impressed. In fact, I asked her. I was like, "Why are you not writing poetry?"
I'm gonna bring one for GP because I like you guys. You guys always let me come. I like this.
Well, you know, GPV is really truly about keeping a very positive, uplifting, and enriching voice in the community.
Yeah,
giving you information that is not tainted
mm-hmm.
By someone who wants to sell you something, and treating our community, all of Georgia, not like a consumer,
yep.
Someone who wants to be filled with knowledge. And I think if we treat everybody in that way, then we'll have a better world than it already is.
I agree.
So, come on, call in. We'd love to talk to you here on Sports Talk at the Positive Hub. And I just want to remind you that Gil Tyree will be back with you next Monday. But you've got me here today. And I actually have a couple of poems with me today. So now I'm in the groove now.
Yeah,
we're talking about poetry. That's right. Okay. So, let's see. This one is about life. It's called Reaching Rain. Push hard, my budding seedling. Grow now into the day. See the light as fire. See yourself within the wake. You are all too willing to bask within the shade. Burn in the sun, my love, and then call forth the rain. When the drops descend upon your skin, you'll feel the pain. It's just your growth, my darling. The living has a sting. Lest we forget that we do have to push ourselves.
Yes.
To be sometimes in situations that are, and some people might call them uncomfortable, but it's really just an unknown. If you push yourself into the unknown, you're forcing yourself to grow. You're forcing yourself to experience something that you have not ever experienced before. And I think a lot of times we inhibit our own growth because we fear that when we go into that unknown that we won't receive what we desire. Oh, okay. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Charles.
How are you ladies doing today?
We're fabulous. Thanks so much for calling in to talk to us. What's your question? What do you have to say?
All right. Here's my question. Question, kind of comment. I was curious, Destiny, if in your research, if you've come across any stories of individuals, maybe not professional or collegiate, but people having intramural Zog sports, these kind of different things, if those have been able to affect anyone's life in a way that you've been able to find. And I'm always curious what your thoughts on intramural sports are, period.
I have found some. I know there was one. Now I'm trying to go back and remember the article that I read. There's like so many. I believe it was last year. It might have been 2010. There was a student athlete in Florida. Oh man, I really wish I would have wrote it down now because I don't remember. But there were a few stories. Now I really want to think about a few. Good question, Charles.
I can't think of a good one right now.
Well, you know what? That's something that we're going to have to talk about.
Yeah, and
we're going to put that down as a topic from the next show. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea.
Will you call in and talk to us if we bring that back on for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was curious if you ladies have heard of this one organization called Zog Sports. It was a pretty cool story. It was started by a hedge fund manager who, because he is claustrophobic, did not get on the subway the morning of 9/11, and he waited for the next train.
And everyone
in his office died, and that day he decided that life was about much more than the dollar. So he quit his job and started Zog Sports, which is this intramural company, and they give a portion of all the proceeds go to charity. And the kind of cool thing is, as a team, you say you're going to go out and play kickball, your team gets to decide if you win what charity, you know, your portion of the funds go to.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And they're still going strong today?
It is, yeah.
We're gonna do some research on them, definitely.
Awesome.
That's definitely something that we want to talk about here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. Very fitting to our show and what we're trying to do in the community. Thank you, Charles.
No problem.
Awesome.
Charles.
I have to get back to pretending that I'm working. So, ladies, have a good rest of your
show.
Oh my God. Yeah, we appreciate you. Take care.
Yeah, cheers. You do the same.
Bye, Charles.
Bye. That was awesome.
Yay.
I love it. I love it when we get information that's new.
I know. It was just like a challenge right there. I was like, oh, no, I did not know the answer to that one.
We're going to take this challenge, and we're going to come back. When we're on in December, we're definitely going to talk about these people and what they're doing in the community because it sounds awesome. To be able to pick a charity of your choice, you know?
That reminds me of, like, something that you only see on TV, on on Monday and Friday nights on ABC, where it's like people who have money get to do it, but yet it's not that. It's actually, I guess, community.
It's
doing
happening.
Yeah.
All
oh,
over.
I want to know more about it now. Can we get it in Atlanta? Let's do it.
Uh-oh, we must be starting something up here now.
Oh, I love it when people teach us info.
Well, we certainly love to take more calls. 1-888-346-9144. Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. We're interested in hearing from you, and we're having a good time talking to you about how you can uplift your community and enrich your own spirit, because it's really all about giving back. It's about continuing to give back to the community and do what you do best, you know, and share what you do best with others, keeping that circulation of abundance, of knowledge, of joy in your life. And I think we're probably, we might be coming up into a break here soon, but we're certainly going to be back with you, and Destiny is going to be back with us as well here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Thanks so much, and we will be back with you in a couple of minutes.
Flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Hi, you're back with Lisa Marcia Morris, but I think you know that if you've been listening. And if you tune in with us all the time, you know that I'm here with you filling in for Gil Tyree every Monday, third Monday of the month, that is. Every third Monday of the month, you got me, Lisa Morris. And Gil will be back with you next week for another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, where it's always about the sport of your life, living your life to its fullest, being successful. And we've got Destiny Cochran here with us today.
Hi, world. Hi, world.
Today's topic is uplifting the community and enriching your spirits. But, of course, we always want to bring you the highlights of what's going on in sports as well. So I'm going to let Destiny take that one, and then we'll come back to our main topic of conversation.
Yes.
What's going on?
Sports. Oh, we all love sports. I love sports. I will go over a little bit of some of the games of our NFL. I was very disappointed with my San Diego Chargers, who are 4-6 loss against the Miami Dolphins at 16-20. We did have the Indianapolis Colts win against the Tennessee Titans 30-27. Washington Redskins actually lost against the Philadelphia Eagles at 16-24. Your hometown Atlanta Falcons lost as well versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We had San Francisco 49ers versus New Orleans Saints, which was a very highlight game, I have to admit. I didn't know how to do that with my fantasy football team because I have, like, I love San Francisco because I'm from California, so I like the 49ers. I think I had their kicker, and then I had the New Orleans Saints defense as my defense on my fantasy football team.
Oh, my gosh.
I should have looked at my schedule a little bit better because I wanted both teams to win, and I love Drew Brees. Thank you. I wish you were still a Charger. we had the New Orleans Jets lose against the Buffalo Bills, which was a different game. Baltimore Ravens also lost against the Chicago Bears. We had Cleveland Browns versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati won with that, 20-41. Detroit Lions lost against Pittsburgh Steelers, 37-27. And talking about Pittsburgh, there is an NHL game tonight in Pittsburgh. We have the Arizona Cardinals won against Jacksonville Jaguars, 27-14. Detroit Lions also, Pittsburgh, sorry, keep on forgetting. Oakland Raiders, don't really like them, but it's okay. They won against the Houston Texans, 28-23. We had a Green Bay Packers also lose against New York Giants, 27-13. Minnesota Vikings they lost against the Seattle Seahawks, 20-41. Seattle, way to go. I have your QB as my QB for my fantasy football. Kansas City Chiefs lost against the Denver Broncos, which for me is a division game. I don't want Kansas City to win, and I did not want the Broncos
to
win.
Oh, boy.
But the Broncos won, so I like Peyton Manning. He's cool. He's an all-star. And for tonight is actually Monday Night Football. I do love my Monday Night Football. It starts at 8:30 on ESPN. You have the New England Patriots. That's 7-2 versus the Carolina Panthers that are 6-3. When it comes down to basketball, we are having our basketball starting in college. We have UNC Ainsville Bulldogs versus Duke. That's at 7 p.m. on ESPN. And then we have NBA. NBA is back. NBA. See, we ended the WNBA dream. Did end it as Eastern Conference champions. They did not win the finals, but, you know, they did make it there. So
all right,
now we're going to our
dreams.
Men's. Yeah, I know. Now we're going to our men's. Memphis Grizzlies are playing the L.A. Clippers. I like the L.A. Clippers. That's at 10:30. Portland Trail Blazers versus Brooklyn Nets. Talking about what we talk about with the community, I have to say Brooklyn Nets is a very good example of how, and this isn't even an athlete, this is more of an entrepreneur, entertainer, Jay-Z, who took his team, he bought a team, and he takes it to his hometown because he wanted his community to have a basketball team. So that just intertwined in. That just happened to happen.
That's good.
Charlotte Bobcats are playing the Chicago Bulls, 8 p.m. Denver Nuggets against Oklahoma City Thunder. Go Kevin Durant. 76ers versus Dallas Mavericks. Golden State Warriors versus Utah. And those are going to be the games for tonight. So if you're lucky and have DirecTV and have every sports package, you will be able to see all those.
You can't see all those games at one time.
No, you can't have it all.
That's
why they made those TVs where it has split screens. And then if you're a really super, super sports person, I've seen this before. I really have seen this before. Where there are like four TVs in one living room. And they happen to all have a split screen. I don't know how they're able to
do
that.
How do you manage to concentrate on four different screens?
I don't know.
Is that possible?
I thought women are good at multitasking, but men actually can multitask when it comes to sports.
Only when it comes to sports. I'm sorry. We shouldn't have said that.
It's okay. It's a joke. We still love you guys. But the main story that I actually found, and this is this was just a tearjerker. It was on Outside of the Lines. It was about a coach who had died. He was a coach as well as a firefighter, and he had died when a furniture store went up in flames. And this was in, let me make sure I remember this out. Okay. Somerville High School, and this was in 2007-2008. This coach had been coaching these team of gentlemen for 5 years, ever since they were in eighth grade, and he always told them, by your senior year, you can win your state championship. And it was just, this story. I have to make sure I don't cry during me saying this. But it was June 07, and like I said, this is in Charleston, South Carolina, where nine firefighters actually did die. That ended up becoming the deadliest firefighting tragedy since 9/11 happened.
It was a very strong
story that happened. And so this coach, like I said, he had coached these boys since they were in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
They were all in shock because this happened before the season even started. So 6 months later, after their coach passed, they all went all to the court. The firefighting team, his squadron, he was the captain, they presented the team with a firefighter helmet that had number 15, which was the station, and they gave it to the team. So everywhere that team went, they carried that hat with them. So they had the hat, and they went, and they played their butts off that season. They ended up with the season ending at, what was it, a 23-3 record, I believe. I'm trying to find my notes. But they ended up doing very well. They make it all the way to the championship game, and, you know, they're playing. Oh gosh, I wish we could like visually see this as happening. I told you.
You do your best to describe it to us.
This is the story with me and Neil. We were watching. We were listening to the story yesterday, and we both just started crying. But this is June 18th. You know, senior year, they go out and they're playing the team Somerville. They do a shot. They're 1-1 at the line. Hey, he misses. The opposite team ends up grabbing the ball. And this is the last seconds of the game.
Mm.
And I've always practiced those half-court shots.
Right,
and
right,
he does
right.
a half-court shot, and it goes in. And, I mean, you see the faces on these boys.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, all for 5 years they've been, you know, their coach had installed them, you can do this, you know, and their coach dies. So for them, this was more than them. And, you know, the pictures of the community, it started off with just them having that one hat that was presented to them to wear. By the end of the season, fans had little replica helmets,
goodness.
The whole community had come out because it wasn't just these high school players who had lost, you know, a coach. This was also nine other firefighters that were taken within this fire, that someone else's husband and fathers, and they were given back to their community just as well. But at the end of it, they ended up overthrowing it, and the team actually won the championship game. And I was just, I wish I could have told it a little bit better.
That's
but it was
an awesome
so
story.
Good.
Yeah.
It was nice to see that, you know, someone who has no kids, and a lot of coaches, sometimes that's the way it is, and teachers, you know, they don't have any children, so their children are the people and are these students that they're giving their time to.
Right.
The way that this coach was described as, you know, willing to provide money to their students and their team players so that they would have a meal before a game, because, you know, a lot of students, you know, depending on where they're coming from, they don't have money to go out and get a meal before they go out and play.
Right.
You know, depending on where you're from.
He's making sure that they have what they need to succeed.
Would give his all. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was such an inspiring story. I mean, the saddest part was the fact that he lost his life doing his job, his day job, which was being a firefighter, being a captain of a firefighter. You know, he had just married. He was only 34 years old when he passed away, and the saddest part was it was one day after his first anniversary. You have no idea. I was sitting there on my couch crying, listening to this story, because it was just so inspiring to see how one person, and, you know, this happens all the time, and it was just nice that it was actually able to be aired, and that you can hear such great stories where, you know, these are young men. These are 18-year-old boys that go out and are able to bring their community back together, that are strong enough to say, like, you know what, that is a moment that's not just like a sports moment.
Right.
That is a life moment.
Yeah, age doesn't matter. This is a perfect example of the fact that age doesn't matter.
I mean,
it's intrinsically in all of us to help each other, to uplift each other. To take a situation like this that was a tragedy and so extremely painful and emotional and move it into something that is positive and uplifting for the community. That's what we're talking about.
And I mean, it happens so often, and it's not even broadcast as much as it should be. A lot of times it's so inspirational that once you get done hearing the story, you really don't know what to do, because you're, okay, well, what can I do?
Exactly.
What can I do to deliver that same result and feeling and accomplishment and just give back.
Right.
It's like,
I don't know
how I can do it, but I want to do it right now. I just want to
give
my
time.
There's
so many opportunities. There really are. And you're doing it here today. You know, just FYI, you know, Destiny and I, we don't get paid for doing this. We do this because we want to. We do this because this is fulfilling to us to share with others, to share these positive moments in life, the things that matter beyond money. How do you uplift someone that has instilled such goodness, you know, in your life? Well, these young boys at eight years old who lost their coach, who was a firefighter, who died with a number of others in fighting this fire. They learned that lesson at an early age. Yeah. You know. Wow.
Yeah. One of the students actually quoted. He said, "I just told myself that Coach was on vacation and he'd come back."
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, that was just such a sad thing to hear because, I mean, I know for me, I didn't experience a lot of death growing up, and it wasn't until I became, you know, at that age where I even, you know, had to experience that. Well, maybe like an uncle when I was younger, mm-hmm, but I mm-hmm. didn't really know him. But to have your coach that, you know, for a lot of these boys, he was kind of a father figure.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
It was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, well, you know, that's what we do here. We're uplifting our voices and uplifting the community on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. I'm Lisa Morris, filling in for Gil Tyree. I'm here with you every third Monday of the month, and we're about to go to break, and we will see you back on the other side.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.